Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is my great pleasure and honor to invite you to our presentation, where we will present to you the strategy of KGHM 2055+. We will discuss the future of one of the largest industrial companies in Poland and the leading extractor of copper and silver globally. Now, you might ask, how come we want to discuss future here at the Museum of Polish History, a place normally associated with the past? Well, this is no coincidence, just the other way around. Let me explain. A wise person said once that in order to utilize the whole potential, you need to first know more about the past, the knowledge you have acquired before, and the experience you gained in the past. Only then can you develop your future. And I am here also because of a merger of the past and the future. I am grandson of Janusz Rożko, Kraków-based writer who authored a couple of dozen books, mainly about history. This is one of them, The Copper-Like Land, Miedziany Kraj, a fascinating story depicting the start of the copper business in Poland. We will go back to it later on. KGHM stands for 65 years of history. History, which is aimed to be used as grounds for building the future. This is how strategy KGHM 2055+ has been developed. That's how we want to tackle the future growth of the company in the times when raw materials play such an important role in the armament sector, security, defense, energy transition, or digitization. They all are the cornerstone of building competitiveness of every economy. That's why the question about the future of KGHM is, in fact, a question about the future of the whole country. We want to talk about the future today, a future of a company that has such a rich past and track record. We have a very ambitious plan for the future. Now, let me invite you to the presentation of strategy KGHM 2055+. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's such a pleasure to tell you more about how KGHM is planning to develop in the years to come. Some people say we need to have copper always. Other people say that the future is made of copper, and this is all true. Copper, silver, and other products can constitute key products for the industry. You can find them in almost every object used by the mankind in the 21st century. And we need to think long-term, sustainably. KGHM is the only producer of copper in Poland and the largest in Europe. We account for 50% of extraction of copper in the EU. Yearly, we produce almost 730,000 tons of copper. And we are number two in terms of production of silver globally. Looking at our plans until 2035, we want to step up our energy transition. At the same time, we want to develop new production technologies. Also, we keep prolonging and extending our value chain. And following 2035, KGHM will be a multi-minerals company and group. Jaworzyce is one of the next projects. And we are planning in the pipeline some other mines. Chile, the USA, and Canada are some of the new destinations. And we are also probing new locations in Africa, among others. All over the world, we are observing that the cost of extraction of metals is going up. There are many reasons behind this. Geological conditions are ever more difficult. Geopolitics, ending of deposits, as well as ESG pressure. Therefore, we need to build a long-term sustainable strategy of gaining capital that will be supported by cost optimization efforts. Consequently, we will be able to finance new projects, including the launch of the largest investment program in our history. We are not changing our approach to clients. We want to have stable relationships and we want to diversify our sales. We will maintain a strong position of the company on international markets based on a clear business strategy and an extended offering of processed goods. With proper risk management and operational optimization across the group, will help us to increase our resilience, improve competitiveness, and maintain our stable position among leaders. Importantly, we will keep growing the value for our shareholders. At the end, numbers matter, and decisions have to be based on numbers. That's why financial stability has to be maintained. We want to have high profitability of production and great ROI. At the same time, we want to keep our debt within control and we want to improve our technological processes. We keep investing in our people. It's the people that constitute the most important asset of our company. Production at KGHM is precise, well-planned, integrated, and at the same time, very complex. Nothing can be left to any coincidence. At every stage, we need to have efficiency at the back of our mind, as well as quality and safety. For this reason, we keep looking at all the tiny details, thinking about what still can be improved. We've come up with a very clear, comprehensive strategy for development, as a result of which we will be able to manage our material-based deposit base and implement good solutions in the mining sector and in steel production. We are planning new shafts, modernization of steelworks to have better automation, and the development of the rod, copper rod. Moreover, we want to cooperate more closely with Polish suppliers and developing our new skills in terms of production. We want to focus on technology and sustainable approach. We will increase the recovery rate. We will build the potential for recycling and optimize processes, at the same time keeping high environmental standards. Apart from that, we want to develop our own energy sources, PV panels, wind turbines, and storage facilities so that we can draw down our production costs. Recently, we've observed record high cash flows from international assets, which confirms operational value and the importance for our group. Now, the Chile mine of silver and molybdenum has great potential. That's why we are planning some new investments to maximize and use to the full the deposits. Also, the Robinson mine in the USA is developing well. We are also scaling up the project Victoria in Canada, running good dialogue with local communities. At the same time, we are looking for new options of mining projects, and they are at a different stage of development. We concentrate on copper, associated metals, and critical resources. We want to grow the position of our international assets because that builds our credibility and makes us resilient to structural changes observable in the market. That is possible with further optimization of projects within our portfolio and by acquiring new assets that have similar potential that overlap with our objectives. We are looking for new options to build our skills and diversify risks. This, however, is done based on in-depth analyses of efficiency and not led just by the need to expand. Our objective is clear. We want to strengthen KGHM's position as a global leader in production of key metals for energy transition and digitalization. We are at a turning point in terms of investments. The decisions taken right now will ensure optimum economic long-term activity for KGHM for decades to come. Therefore, we want to focus on developing our resource base and extension of infrastructure so that we can launch extraction also in new areas and locations. The technological development and diversification of production, energy transition, and closer connection with the academia, research, startups. At the same time, we take into account our internal know-how. These are some of the directions in which we will be heading for in the years to come. The industry of the future is the industry based on digital automated technologies and automation of processes. That's why we need to be innovative. Otherwise, we can't build any responsible business, and we can't plan with full responsibility production for the years to come. That's why, as part of Strategy 2055, we will be launching the largest investment program in our history, amounting to 32 billion zloty in national and international assets during the next 5 years. An important part of it will be R&D outlays so that we can ensure that we can go through energy transition in a sustainable fashion and so that we can meet our long-term ambitious climate neutrality goal by 2050. This direction is our choice. One of the basic goals of our strategy is to make sure that we will have stable production and steel production, including by using our national companies. The new approach means one thing. Each element has to have proper meaning. Every company, every decision, and every process as well. We want to act as one organism, and let's never ignore our foundations. We keep investing in the skills of our employees and our organizational culture. We identify as a community of diverse people that, however, have the same goal. We want to come up with a better future for today's and future generations. We are aware that the employment market is changing, that there are new social requirements and new threats and new challenges. We need to unleash that potential to face global challenges. That's why we will keep working on improving competitiveness of our company, promoting our employer brand. We are the key employer in the copper hub area, and this will never change. We build new skills of people, and our teams can operate in international projects, carrying out very complex measures and implementing new technologies. We have the courage to look further than others because we believe that the future will not be for the largest companies, but for those that can think in a sustainable way and be responsible. And most importantly, we are ready to embrace it.
Now may I invite the CEO of KGHM SA, Mr. Remigiusz Paszkiewicz. Ladies and gentlemen, now a couple of words live with your permission. A heartfelt welcome to all our guests, partners, and first of all, friends of KGHM. Your involvement and trust are an inseparable part of our development. Today's event is devoted to the future strategy, new possibilities, common challenges, and daring plans. I'm happy that we can be talking about them together with you. Ladies and gentlemen, the global copper market is currently facing a turning point of fundamental importance for the future of the economy. The energy transition, the rapid growth of electromobility, the expansion of transmission infrastructure, the rise of renewable energy sources, and the growing role of data centers and artificial intelligence are making copper a strategic raw material, essential for the modern world. This is not merely a change in the business cycle in this case, it's a profound structural transformation. Along with it come challenges. The ever-rising costs of the climate transition, growing expectations regarding accountability and transparency, the new ESG management standards experienced by the whole industry. Today, it's no longer enough simply to mine, extract, and produce. We must do so responsibly, efficiently, and first of all, in our opinion, with a long-term perspective. Investments in our own energy sources are becoming the norm. The development of recovery and recycling technologies, the creation of a more sustainable value chain. This means one thing, the industry must change faster than ever before. And this is exactly where we stand today. We face a choice. Will we respond to those challenges reactively, or will we perceive them as an opportunity to build a lasting competitive advantage of KGHM? Because the future of the sector does not depend solely on resources, nor does it depend solely on scale. It depends on the ability to adapt, on the courage to invest, and on consistency in action. That's why one question is becoming crucial today. How can we transform global trends into real value for the company, the economy, and society? This question does not concern a distant future. This is the foundation of the decisions that we're making right now. Copper has been unequivocally recognized as a strategic commodity for the European Union's economy. It has been included on the list of critical commodities, which is essential for the implementation of the European Green Deal and long-term development. The European market is showing a clear direction. Demand is growing by an average of 1% annually, which already amounts to nearly 2.5 million metric tons in Europe. At the same time, the production on the continent remains limited, and it's just over 1 million metric tons currently. This gap is not a forecast. It's a real challenge. That's why the European Union is implementing the CRM Act policy, which aims to increase raw material independence and strengthen supply chain security. On a global scale, the pressure is even greater. Forecasts make it clear, without launching new mining projects, the supply gap can reach over 8 million metric tons as early as 2036. This changes the way we view the whole market. The question is no longer whether copper will be needed, but who will be able to supply it reliably, responsibly, and efficiently. Today, KGHM is among those capable of doing so, and it's our ambition not only to maintain this position, but to consistently strengthen it in the coming decades. Growing demand for copper means new projects must be launched. But these projects are becoming increasingly demanding these days. That's why our strategy extends beyond 2055. Copper mining involves investments for generations, requiring a long-term approach, access to capital and technology, and responsible cooperation with the local community and environment. In this business, a competitive edge is not built by the pace of announcements, but by consistency and efficiency in action. Since the discovery of copper deposits in Lower Silesia, KGHM has consistently developed its expertise in the mining and processing for non-ferrous metals. Over the decades, we have built up unique know-how from the exploration of deep deposits to advanced smelting technologies. We operate on three continents. Our assets are located in Poland, Chile, Canada, and the US. Today, we are a global player that combines experience with modernity and has a tangible impact on the direction of raw materials and commodity industry. KGHM is the only producer of mined copper in Poland and the largest producer in Europe. We account for nearly 50% of copper production in the European Union and produce over 700,000 metric tons of copper annually. We are also the second largest producer of silver in the world. We want to ensure the long-term stability of KGHM's operations, which is precisely why our strategy extends so far into the future to the year 2055 plus the ensuing years, because in the raw material sectors and the commodity sectors, responsibility is measured not by the scale of a single year, but by the ability to build value over decades. KGHM's scale today requires greater focus, greater discipline, and a much more precise management model. The new strategy represents a real change in the way the entire KGHM Capital Group operates. We are moving away from a decentralized models in favor of an approach focused on efficiency, productivity, and measurability of investment decisions. Every project must have a solid business case. Every project must be measurable, and every project must build value for the group's shareholders. That's why we define our mission and vision so clearly. Our mission is to combine quality and modern technologies with a responsible approach to the environment. We call it innovation in every gram of copper. Our vision is equally precise. It is responsible mining for future generations carried out in the spirit of sustainable development. These are not mere declarations. This is how we want to run KGHM every day in every decision. The KGHM Group's 2055 plus strategy is not just a plan to maintain our position, it's a declaration of our commitment to strengthening it. Our priorities are clear: profitable copper production over the long term, secure access to strategic commodities for Poland and Europe, financial stability, and increasing efficiency. Technology as a source of sustainable advantage. Today, we no longer compete solely on the scale of mining operations. We compete on efficiency, technology, safety, productivity, and the ability to invest where others see risk. But we perceive responsibility and long-term value. We look further ahead. We act with a longer-term perspective. We build more solidly. This is how we understand growth. This is how we understand KGHM. Today, we are writing a new chapter in KGHM's history. Our decisions will bear fruit in the long term, enabling the company to operate stably. We're starting with a foundation, the work that that often goes unseen but determines everything that comes next. This is where we build strength and stability. We are expanding our value chain, modernizing our assets, and undergoing decarbonization. We are building a more resilient, is it going to be better? I'm sorry, a small technical change. We are building a more resilient, modern, and efficient organization. We are increasing the share of low carbon energy. We're developing technologies. We are learning to scale up consciously and responsibly. We're entering new areas, among other things, in Pomerania, where we're analyzing investments related to the Putsk project and the extraction of polyhalite, a natural mineral used in the production of agricultural fertilizers. And this time, this is about Europe's food safety and security. We are exploring opportunities to acquire projects outside of Europe. We are currently evaluating projects located in Morocco, Argentina, Canada, and the US. This is how we are building a multi-commodity portfolio and the capabilities of the future. We are responding to global demand, but we are doing it on our own terms. Every stage matters. First, the foundation, then development, finally, expansion. That's how lasting value is built. By 2035, we're accelerating the energy transition. We are developing modern production technologies, and we are consistently extending our value chain as part of the whole KGHM group. Over the next 5 to 10 years, we are focusing on raw material diversification. We are seeking access to critical metals. We're developing them. We're building new revenue streams, ones that strengthen our resilience to fluctuations in the copper and silver markets, our basic markets. At the same time, we're developing new capabilities, recycling, urban mining, and modern processing. We're expanding our range of innovative products. At the same time, we're increasing the scale of international operations. We are ramping up the production at Sierra Gorda, and we are preparing to launch the Victoria project in Canada. That's going to be a real copper and nickel mine. This is the stage at which KGHM is becoming a more diversified organization, owing to that, more resilient and better prepared for the volatility in the global market. After 2035, we will lead KGHM as a modern multi-commodity industrial group, an organization ready to respond to the needs of the global economy in the coming decades. The implementation of the KGHM 2.0 concept entails a profound technological transformation. We are building processes that are fully integrated, digital, and as efficient as possible, both domestically and abroad. In Poland, we are completing the construction of the GD2 and Gawożyca shaft. Abroad, we are continuing our expansion. We are extending the life of the Sierra Gorda mine. We are strengthening our presence in key markets. We are building a portfolio that is strong and balanced. It encompasses both traditional metals and critical raw commodities essential for the energy transition and electromobility. This is the direction we're talking about. KGHM is a company of the future, diversified, technology-driven, and resilient, ready not only to keep pace with change, but also help to shape it. Our strategy is based on three clearly defined areas of development. This is a coherent set of action plans that respond to the opportunities and challenges we foresee in the coming years. The first area is strengthening and developing the competences and business potential of the KGHM group. We are built on what constitutes our greatest advantage, unique mining and metallurgical know-how present throughout the value chain and in all key areas of the group. The second area is the sustainable production of copper and associated metals. We focus on maximizing the use of our resources in a responsible manner in accordance with the highest environmental and market standards. The third area is development and expansion. We are increasing the value of our products. We are expanding our portfolio. We are venturing into new directions in line with global trends and the future of the industry. These are the three pillars that together form a total goal, a strong, modern, and resilient KGHM for decades to come. First, a strong core business. We're focusing on what forms our foundation, on the effective use of our domestic resource base, on the development of mining projects, and on increasing the productivity of the assets that already form the strength of KGHM today. We're investing in mining infrastructure to boost production efficiency. We're also launching new projects both at proven deposits and in new concession areas. At the same time, we're carrying out modernization and organizational initiatives. We're increasing efficiency and maximizing the recovery of copper and associated metals. We are improving production flexibility, and we remain steadfastly committed to safety because it sets the standards for the entire organization's operations. In the metallurgical sector, we are implementing specific development projects. We're transforming the Legnica copper metallurgical works into a modern automated recycling smelter. We are also expanding the Cedynia copper smelter, aiming to increase production at the degree of processing our process. At the same time, we're developing solutions in the area of waste management. We are optimizing the waste stream and ensure the continuity of post-flotation waste storage, and we are expanding the water management system, which is key for our operations. This is the foundation of our operations, strong, modern, and ready for the future. In the area of extraction and processing as part of the main process line, we expect a stable level of activity in the coming years. We are maintaining mining output at approximately 32 metric tons per year, and copper concentrate production in the range from 1.69 to 1.76 million metric tons. This is a deliberate choice. We prioritize stability, but at the same time, we are systematically increasing operational efficiency and improving cost metrics, because today it's not just scale that matters, but also the quality of operations at the scale. And one thing remains constant: without a strong core business, there is no long-term growth. Second, modern production and energy. Today, energy is becoming one of the key factors in the competitiveness of heavy industry. That's why we're developing a model that increases our energy security, reduces emissions, and strengthens our resilience to market volatility. By 2030, we're planning to reduce Scope 2 CO2 emissions by 30%. Our long-term goal is to achieve climate neutrality by 2050. By 2028, we will develop a comprehensive decarbonization plan for the entire KGHM Group. At the same time, we're investing in energy efficiency, weather modeling, price forecasting, and energy trading are part of our daily operations. It's also our aim to develop our own energy sources and optimizing their use. By 2030, we want to increase the capacity of our own electricity generation assets by at least 50% compared to the capacity contracted by the entire group last year. Ultimately, this means at least 220 MW of our own capacity. This is not just an image-related choice, a PR move. This is a business decision, because in today's world, competitiveness is not built only on how much we produce, but also on how we do it, as energy is becoming one of the most important sources of competitive advantage. Thirdly, technologies and new areas of growth. We are developing KGHM as a technology-driven organization, one that not only mines and processes raw materials, but also builds a sustainable competitive advantage through knowledge, technology, and the expertise of its people. Because modern industry no longer relies solely on scale, it relies on automation, digitization, data, artificial intelligence, and the ability to make quick, accurate, preferably accurate decisions. That's why we invest in research and development. We implement automated process optimization systems. We develop advanced digital tools, including AI and IT projects that enable the optimization of parameters and processes. We are building solutions that support the achievement of our ESG goals. We are consistently increasing the level of innovation across the entire group, and we keep developing our own know-how, because in future, our competitive advantage will not stem from what we have, but from what we can do with it. That's the direction we're heading. KGHM, as a technology-driven organization, modern, forward-thinking, and ready for the next stages of development. That's the way we see it. Overseas assets and the continued diversification of groups operations remain a very important part of our strategy. Sierra Gorda in Chile is KGHM's key production asset abroad. It's also a significant component of our global portfolio. We have specific development plans in this future ahead of us. The construction of a fourth grinding line with the increased processing capacity to 165,000 metric tons per day is just the beginning. Catabela Northeast represents a promising area of development that will double our reserves. At the same time, we're developing the Victoria projects in Canada. This investment will strengthen the group's mining potential in the long term and enhance our commodity security. We are already taking specific steps today. The deepening of our first exploration shaft is underway. The Robinson mine in the U.S. also remains a key component of KGHM's portfolio, an asset that strengthens our presence in North America and which builds our operating capacities. At the same time, we are seeking opportunities to acquire new mining projects at various stages of development, focusing on copper, byproducts, and critical commodities. The gradual diversification of our foreign assets portfolio will allow us to maintain and increase production volumes within the KGHM group in the mid and long term. We view those assets in a broader context than just production. They also represent expertise, technology, risk diversification, and KGHM's tangible presence in the global market, because in the global commodity market, scale is not just about geography, it's the ability to build value under different conditions in different markets and across different cycles. We think globally while keeping in mind the strength of local content. That's why we will maintain and even strengthen the strategic role of the group companies that are capable of delivering high-quality services. And we're not forgetting about building an industrial infrastructure based on local suppliers. Industrial partnerships, and the transfer of available technologies. We know that local content supports business efficiency and provides better access to most competitive technologies and solutions available in the global market. We want to take advantage of those opportunities. We will strive to increase the share of local value in the supply chain, strengthening its resilience and developing the capacities of domestic suppliers at the same time. We are ready to carry out industry pilot projects that will enable the implementation of innovative solutions, including in the main production line. We also intend to engage in active dialogue with the market to best align the supply of local goods and services with KGHM's needs. KGHM's financial stability is the foundation, basic foundation of our operations. This is what enables us to carry out strategic projects and ensure long-term growth. We focus on high profitability, on maximizing return on investment, and on maintaining a safe level of debt. We aim to be a dividend-paying company for our shareholders. To achieve this, we are launching the largest investment program in KGHM's history. Between 2026 and 2030, we plan to allocate over 32 billion zlotys to the development of domestic and foreign assets. Those funds may be increased as a result of expanding production capacity at the Sierra Gorda mine and potential M&A transactions in North America and beyond. Over 40% of those funds will go towards development projects, including over 10 billion zlotys for the main processing line and domestic subsidiaries, and nearly 2.6 billion zlotys for KGHM's foreign assets and funds for the development KGHM International and the funds for the development of the Sierra Gorda mine itself. A key challenge will be securing funding, including the use of preferential and non-repayable funds from the national and EU programs. At the same time, we are investing in research and development. Between 2026 and 2030, we will allocate approximately 2% of our CAPEX for this purchase. But just as important to us is the scale of investments And just as important is the quality of your execution. Every decision must be well considered, every investment justified, because every zloty, every penny must build either real value, productivity, resilience, safety, or competitive edge for the future. Just as important as investment projects are maximizing operating efficiency and developing those profit areas within the KGHM group that support higher margins and financial stability, while simultaneously enhancing shareholder value and laying the foundations for sustainable productivity. Over the next 5 years, we expect to maintain production of our main commodities at a stable level. Average annual payable copper production will amount to approximately 730,000 metric tons, 80% of which will be accounted for by domestic production. Silver production will be around 1,300 metric tons, and molybdenum production approximately 4 million pounds. The ambition is to maintain cost discipline and ensure financing for profitable investment projects. Therefore, the new strategy also means a new management model, greater investment discipline, which I already mentioned, greater managerial accountability, better monitoring of goal achievement, stronger ownership oversight, and much greater focus on KPIs and the operating efficiency for the entire organization. This is a change in the way we operate. From declarations to execution, from plans to results, because we will judge this strategy not by what it promises, but what it actually delivers. Today's strategy is a clear choice of direction. KGHM as a focused company, efficient, responsible, and ready for the coming decades. Because we have the scale. Over 700,000 metric tons of copper per year, a presence on three continents. We are launching the largest investment project program in our history. We're talking about still over 32 billion zlotys by 2030. Over 40% allocated to development. As I've already mentioned, this amount may increase in the event of the expansion of the group's foreign assets. We are building new shafts. We're modernizing our smelting operations, we're expanding our international assets. We are investing in energy, technology, and innovation. At the same time, we are changing the way we operate. More discipline, more accountability, more execution. Our vision is clear. Responsible mining for future generations. Our mission is equally clear. Innovation in every gram of copper, and our goal is stable, long-term growth based on a strong foundation, wise decisions, and the courage to look further ahead of others. Because the future of the sector does not belong to the largest players. It belongs to those who can act consistently, think on a long-term basis, and take responsibility for what they build. And this is exactly the kind of company that we want to be, and we are ready for it. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Głogów Plant Orchestra with Bartłomiej Lenartowski and our Mazurets under Renata Chrzan, also from Głogów Plant. So that was the Głogów Plant Band. Ladies and gentlemen, we talked a lot today about the goals and objectives that KGHM community is going to strive for and will carry them out in the end. However, the road will not be easy. It will not be short. It will require some stamina and courage. But the pioneers of the copper industry described in the book that I mentioned in the beginning will be our role models. They made it. They succeeded. Now, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the management board of KGHM and the whole staff, both in Poland and globally, I would like to thank you for your attention and encourage you to learn more and to follow the story that begins today, a new chapter in our history. And one more reminder. Someone mentioned that before. Without copper, there is no future. Or to put it more bluntly, there is no future without copper. That's why now when I say thank you, I'm not saying farewell. I'm saying see you next time. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.